NBA conversation continues at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, going one-on-one with Steve Kyler of Basketball Insiders. And so we talk about David Platt with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Who has he assembled in terms of with his staff? Because I understand what Larry Drew has come on board.
Yeah, Larry Drew is one of those, and certainly, as I mentioned, Ty Lue, you know, both of those guys have coached. Ty Lue played in the NBA for a number of years. Larry Drew's head coach was most recently the head coach in Milwaukee last year, was the head coach in Atlanta. So you're talking about in Larry Drew, a guy that certainly can, you know, has a very credible resume, not only as a lead assistant, because he was a lead assistant for a very long time before landing his own job, but, you know, this is guys that know how the process is supposed to go. And I think that's huge. You know, you can't trade what's called institutional knowledge. Those are guys that certainly have been around. And, you know, Jim Boylan, who's also on the staff, he too is a longtime veteran. James Posey, who's a former player. There's a lot of guys on that staff that have spent a lot of time in the league, where you talk about the number of years that David Blatt was abroad. These guys have just as much experience in the NBA, playing in the NBA in a lot of different ways.
Okay, so what is this team capable of? I mean, they have got a ton of scorers. When you talk about Love, Irving, and even Sean Marion, he'll be able to do some nice things offensively. We know him as a defensive player, but he can put up some numbers.
Yeah, this is a team that doesn't lack guys who can put it in the bucket. You know, you didn't mention Mike Miller. You know, there's guys like James Jones, Deion Waiters. You know, they've got a lot to work with. But again, I think the big thing is to kind of temper expectations. You know, we did this a couple of years ago when the Lakers were able to get Dwight Howard and Steve Nash, and it was going to be a team that was going to win 82 games, and it didn't happen because of injuries. You know, when the Big Three came together in Miami, it was kind of the same hype as this team's going to run the table in the Eastern Conference, and they struggled to find their way early on. And that's going to be the big thing, is kind of balancing the get-to-know-you process. You know, there's going to be some processes that have to be developed and are going to be worked out over the first 20, 30 games of the season. And it's not going to surprise me to see Cleveland not win the Eastern Conference just because of that learning curve. I don't think that means they're not going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, but they're going to lose some games this season that you're going to scratch your head and say, hey, something didn't go right, because they have to get to know each other and they've got to develop those bonds and that chemistry. And as much as you want to assemble teams on paper, or the game isn't played on paper, it's the, you know, trusting the guy next to you and understanding the guy next to you. And there's some teams in the East that are much closer to that in terms of continuity and bringing back the same systems and processes, that as good as Cleveland ultimately may end up being, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for them.
Well, Steve, you're exactly right, because chemistry is never guaranteed. But obviously, with the time that we spent in Dallas, very familiar with Sean Marion. How do you see him fitting in with the Cavs right away? Obviously, he's been a part of the Maverick system for so many years. I mean, he was their best defender. Could he be that key piece to bring the Cavaliers a championship?
You know, I think he's going to be a piece, but, you know, when you really start to look at where the lion's share of minutes are going to go, you know, certainly you're going to see, you know, Kyrie Irving playing the bulk of the minutes at point guard, where it is Deion Waiters is going to be the two guard. You've got, you know, LeBron James, who will likely be the three guard, Kevin, who's going to be the four, and then Anderson Varejao at the five. That means bench minutes for almost everybody else. And when you think about where Sean Marion fits in, where Tristan Thompson fits in, you know, you just start to run down the roster, and there's just going to be only so many minutes. But, you know, I think with Sean, you get a veteran who can come in and really defend and really create havoc, and he's a decent three-point shooter. There's a lot that Sean still brings to the table. You know, I don't know that he's going to play a ton of minutes with the Cleveland Cavaliers, but, you know, we've seen this before. When you play with LeBron, if you play well, you'll get an opportunity. And the thing with Sean is, not so much about what he'll give you in the regular season, it's what he's able to do in the postseason. And I think that's where he'll show his biggest value, is his ability to come in, especially as they start to go deeper. You start thinking about a Chicago matchup in the playoffs or a Brooklyn matchup in the playoffs. You know, that's where Sean's going to be really interesting for them, and that he can come in and give them, you know, 15, 20 minutes of solid play.
Could this be a breakout season for Kyrie Irving? I mean, just huge, the type of experience that he's getting with Team USA.
You know, I think so, but I think, you know, he's broken out a while ago. You know, Kyrie's had some injury problems. I think that's one part. You know, the fact that the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, haven't been a winning team with him has maybe, you know, knocked some shine off of his star. But, you know, you look at him statistically, and, you know, there's a rarefied club that point guards can get into, and it's mostly point guards who find their way there, and that's players who can score more than, you know, 50% from the field, 40% from three, and 90% from the foul line. And Kyrie's that kind of player. You know, he really is capable of getting to those kind of numbers. And it won't surprise me this year to see him at those kind of numbers because the pressure's going to come off a little bit. But I think, you know, Kyrie has proven that he's an elite level player. I just think that this year you're probably going to see Kyrie Irving being an all-star because everybody's going to be watching Cleveland this year.
What kind of numbers do you think Kevin Love will post this year?
You know, I think we've seen this, that, you know, when you get three or four guys that together, everybody's numbers come down. I think what you'll see is, you know, probably 18 points, 10 rebounds, 12 off from Kevin's numbers.
Uh-huh.
But those are good numbers. You know, that's a good solid double-double. I think the real question is what's he going to shoot from three? You know, is he going to be 40-42% from three and just making teams pay? He's certainly capable of that. I think the two questions for Kevin is, you know, how much better can he get defensively? And I think he can, as he doesn't have to do as much work offensively. And the other part is staying healthy. He's had some injury problems as of late. So he's got something to play for on a lot of different fronts, certainly a championship, a big contract this summer, and he's got to prove some of his critics wrong, and I think he'll get that opportunity in Cleveland.
Okay, well, we have focused on Cleveland. What about Chicago? A very nice addition with Pau Gasol.
Not only Pau Gasol, I mean, they've been great. They brought over the kid they drafted just a couple of years ago, Nico Mirotic, and he's an exceptional player. You know, the rich got richer in the front court with the Chicago Bulls. But,
yeah.
You know, the best part for Chicago is, you know, they add Pau Gasol, they add Nico, they get a great draft pick in Doug McDermott. And, oh, by the way, they're getting Derrick Rose back. And, you know, that's going to be the biggest part is, you know, having your MVP, your offensive catalyst back, that's going to be huge. And then their young guys are making progressions, too. Tony Snell was amazing in summer league. Jimmy Butler's been working, you know, extremely hard. He's kind of in a contract situation where he's trying to get an extension. So you're going to see guys coming into camp really motivated and competing. And I think that's the good thing. I think you see with Derrick Rose at Team USA, he hasn't been as sharp as maybe you want him to be, but you're seeing that he's not lacking physically. You know, he can get where he wants to go on the floor. He's still that breakneck pace player. And the fact that you've got a system that's coming back and everybody buys in and they know what their window is, you know, that's the good thing. It's going to be harder. There's no question, but Chicago's a very, very good team.
Steve Kyler has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Check out his work online. Basketball Insider's got some great stuff on there. And Steve, it will be very interesting to see, with all the change that has taken place over the league, how long it will take for so many of these teams to gel and to become cohesive units. We appreciate you dropping by. Thank you, Steve.
Anytime.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR. Stay close.